Run Your Story family. This is Allison Gilliard with Run Your Story, where every story needs to be heard. And so fun to be able to sit down with one of Victory Health's very own doctors, Dr. Jonathan Yoder, who I have the pleasure of getting to work alongside of, and he's so fun. And I actually found out at the Christmas party that we had that he was a runner. I had no idea. And I might have talked him into Battleship 12K, so I'm really excited. He is so fun and just such a cool human being, such a cool doctor. He's also a missionary. He does so much literally around the world. And for him to take the time to share his run story was just really cool. And the experiences that he shared. I mean, guys, you're going to hear an epic story of not only him stinging himself with a bee. Yes, I said that. But also him running barefoot in Africa and the lesson he learned from that. So, absolutely phenomenal guy, and cannot say enough great things about Dr. Yoder and all the doctors at Victory Health. And just so grateful that there are doctors out there who practice what they prescribe, and Dr. Yoder is one of them. So such a cool human being, such a cool runner. Hopefully we get to see him out more when he's not traveling the world. So thank you, Dr. Yoder, so much for sharing your run story. Just absolutely incredible, and for your heart for community. And a big heart for our community is Victory Health Partners, and they are fueling up this podcast this month, and we are so grateful that they believe in the running community. They're even creating their own running team. That's how much they believe in the running community, and that is so fun, and can't wait to see all the finish lines that they cross. So excited for the team. But if you don't know anything about Victory Health, it is for people who are ages 19 to 64 who are working adults who don't have insurance, whether they're entrepreneurs or they are straight out of high school going into the workforce or in college and no longer on their parents' insurance for whatever reason. And so it's literally a variety of ages, and it's a medical clinic that has partnered with the community to even be able to provide specialty clinics, from pulmonology to dental to, I mean, the list goes on, guys. So grateful. And it really is an honor to be able to be a part of Victory Health, because you get to see the community take care of one another. And I think that is absolutely spectacular. And what the doctors do, a lot of their notes say exercise. They'll say, get out there and exercise. And so I absolutely love that. I love reading our doctor's notes, because when you see what they prescribe, you're like, wow, that is incredible. So kudos to the doctors at Victory Health. Kudos to Victory Health for seeing the need and filling that need and standing in the gap. And so it's just absolutely incredible to be part of. And so truly grateful to Victory Health and for believing in this podcast. So shout out to Victory Health peeps. All right, guys, get ready, get set, and go run with my friend Dr. Yoder and his run story. Oh, so excited to have Dr. Yoder.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. I wanted to tell this story because I did not know that you were a runner until the Victory Health Christmas party. And then that's when I found out, because you are such a fascinating human being, Dr. Yoder. How many languages can you speak?
Well, I speak English and Spanish pretty well, mm-hmm. and I can speak Dutch. And I speak a language called Creole, which is only spoken in Sierra Leone. So, "Ade talkum fine" is the way you would say. I can talk it well.
Wow.
But Dutch is my least prolific language. I can speak well enough to get around in towns and all. But
wow. And the reason why I bring this up is because you're a doctor here at Victory, mm-hmm. and I'm honored that I get to be your sidekick mm-hmm. on Fridays.
Yeah,
and
nice.
So sometimes you'll be talking on the phone in a different language, and I'm like, that is so cool. So you really are one of my favorite people.
Oh,
just
thank you.
So cool. So what is your run story?
Well, it started when I was probably 15 or 16, I ran just a little bit, maybe 2 or 3 miles at a time, which was, I thought, a long way.
Sure.
And then I went to college, and my roommate in college was a long-distance runner. In fact, he was on the cross-country team. And during my first year in college, he ran a marathon, and he finished under 3 hours, so he's good.
Yeah.
And kind of inspired me to start doing some running, too. And the weird thing about it was I had this bad sinus infection, I guess. I didn't know anything of medicine in those days. I was a college student. But I had this terrible sinus infection. I couldn't smell a thing. Mm. And it lasted for 2 or 3 months. And I noticed that when I ran a little bit, it would get better. And so I started running even more and more. And after I ran 3 or 4 miles, it would be completely normal. I could smell again. And so ever since then, I thought, oh, running must have helped that. It probably was my imagination. But so I kept running more and more. And so, yeah, I eventually ran a marathon while I was in college. And then since that time, I've just run. So ever since then, I've run mostly for the enjoyment and also to keep in shape. I like being in shape. And so have run more at different times in my life. Currently not running as much, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
So obviously, besides figuring out that running was better for your sinuses, there's been some lessons that you've learned from running. What are some of those?
Well, I think the number one thing is you have to stick to a goal and complete it. And those are good things no matter what you're doing. So whether you're doing medicine or whether you're doing schooling or anything, you can benefit by making a goal and then sticking to it. And so, yeah, it's taught things in life that are very useful as well. So, for me anyway,
yeah.
I think, yeah, for sure.
I love that. What has been your favorite race and why?
Well, obviously, in South Alabama, of course, the Azalea Trail Run is probably the most favored because of the setting. You're running down the tree-lined streets and so many people with you. And I've been to run it probably 4 or 5 times over the last 25 years, but I still really enjoy that one. That'd be my favorite. There's others that inspire, but mostly the shorter runs don't inspire as much as the 10K. I love that one.
Gotcha. Okay. Love. Very cool. Pre-race routine. Do you have one?
No. I'm one of these old people that never grew up stretching, and so I never stretch. And don't do anything after I run. So it's really, it's quite boring routine, yeah. I should stretch. I've never had any bad injuries except...
Nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Except I did injure my knee doing another sport. And so that kind of, I think, developed into a little bit of runner's knee at some point because I kept running. But I cured that by, I'm a beekeeper. And
I did not know that.
Yes. Well, actually, currently I don't have bees, but I've been a beekeeper for the last 20 years until 2 years ago. And so one of the treatments for joint pain and inflammation is a bee sting. And so I grabbed one of my unwilling bees and put it up to my knee and had him sting me. And I left the stinger in about 5 minutes. And I had pain for 4 months in that knee. I couldn't run without pain.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it never bothered me again. Hasn't bothered me since.
Stop it.
Ever.
What?
No. One bee sting.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just not recommended for everybody. But
right.
If you want to try it, I've got bees.
So you cross the finish line. I know you say you don't really have a post-race celebration, but do you enjoy just being around people, like eating? Is there a certain food that you're like, I want to go eat this?
I don't have this pre-race routine stuff like eating, but I do always drink a cup of coffee before running because I read somewhere 20 years ago, 50 years ago, that it helps running. So I don't know if it does, but it seems to be something I just do. I always drink a cup of coffee before running.
Okay.
So caffeine seems to help.
There we go. That's it. Hey.
Well, I don't know if it helps or not. I just read that it helps.
What is your favorite running item? Like, you will not go running if you don't have this item.
I don't have that. Sorry.
What?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing I have to have.
Okay.
In fact, I've run barefooted.
Stop. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. I can run barefooted. I can run with I don't have anything I have to take.
Okay. All right.
In fact, one day I ran on a golf course because it's very wet in the morning. So we were on a medical meeting and there's a nice golf course there and it's a nice place to run. And early in the morning, if you want to run there, you can't run while people are playing.
But
in the morning you can run and it's very wet. So I decided to go barefooted running on the golf course, which worked out well, except I got lost and I ended up running about 8 or 10 miles barefooted, but it was still fun. but I was a little wore out.
I was going to say, how did you feel the rest of the day?
Well, no, I was at that point, I was running 8 or 10 miles a day.
Okay, yeah, I got gotcha.
So that was...
Dr. Yoder.
Yeah, exactly. Barefooted running, I recommend it.
Oh, okay. So that leads into running shoes. Do you have a favorite pair of running shoes?
For the last probably 20 years I've run with Asics.
Okay.
And I got a pair that fit fine, and ever since then it was like, okay, I know they work, mm-hmm. so I always run with Asics. But don't tell the Asics people that, because they might want to sign me up or something. But that, I think,
as they should.
I think other ones would work too. It's mm-hmm. just when I found one that worked well,
sure.
and I never had any foot problems, I decided to just stay. So I always run with Asics, mm-hmm. some type of gel, one of those, something in there.
With a bee sting. Gel and a bee sting. You're
gel and bee sting is perfect. And sometimes without the shoes on. That's okay.
For your longer runs, was there something you would take nutrition-wise to keep you going?
You know, I didn't know that. Okay. When I ran the marathon, I should have had some of that little jelly pack and mm-hmm. stuff. Those old days. I ran a marathon in 79 and in 97. So I've only run two. Mm-hmm. So it's not like...
There's no only. That's
right.
Amazing.
No, I know. But so the first one was when I was in college. The second one was when I was turning 40. And so you want to prolong mm-hmm. your youth as long as possible. So I ran that one. And I was going to run one at 60, but we were in missions during that time. Mm. So I didn't have a chance to.
And that was when you were in Africa, mm-hmm, right?
Right, yeah.
Wow.
So I couldn't do that.
Well, you could have ran in Africa.
No, I do run in Africa, but
okay.
It's hard to find a marathon there. Though they do have some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. What has been your favorite running memory?
Well, I've had some negative running memories. And the worst memory is we were in Uganda, and I was on a short mission trip to Uganda. And there was a big, steep hill to run up to get to our house every day. We were in a clinic, and it was such a steep hill, it really worked us hard. And I wanted to run as fast as I could and time myself how long it would take to run this hill. And for some reason, I decided to take off my shoes then. I thought I could run faster without shoes on. And
barefoot, mm-hmm. Okay.
The Africans around said, no, 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 don't do that. But I didn't listen, which is a bad thing. And so I ran up the hill, and that ground was so hot.
Mm.
My feet were blistered before I got to the top.
No!
Yes, they were. And I'd had there was no grass to get off on. Once you're committed, it was either run back down and burn them going down or just run up and go. And so I had these huge blisters all over the bottoms of my feet. So that's my unfavorite running memory.
Mm.
But it was fun. And
how fast did you go up the hill?
I think I lost my will to run. I was more trying to figure out where's a place I can step that doesn't burn
yeah,
your feet really
sure.
bad.
Sure. Oh.
Sorry. Anyway, favorite running memory? I don't really have a great running memory. I've run the Fairhope Half Marathon 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
And the first time I ran it, this very old lady beat me, which was not very happy about that because I was. And then the next time I ran, I beat her.
Okay.
So I was happy about that. I don't know.
Did you go and talk to her and
no,
say?
No, I didn't. Okay. Now, when I say old... older than me. She probably was like 4 years older.
Do you listen to music when you run?
I don't.
No? Okay.
I don't have any good... I listen to the radio.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I have a little radio that I listen to.
That you take with you when you run?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is there a favorite channel that you listen to?
I usually just public radio.
Okay.
Whatever's on there.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Any kind of public radio.
Got it. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about recovery. Do you have a recovery tool that you like?
I don't even know what that is exactly. What kind of recovery tool?
That's such a great answer, Dr. Yoder. Okay, besides the bee sting,
yeah,
obviously.
Oh, okay, that would work.
But like a foam roller or yoga or... No,
you know, I'm from the old school. I'm 66 years old, so it's not like I know any of those things. I'm from the old school, so we don't have recovery tools.
No. Except for a bee sting.
A bee sting, yeah.
And running barefoot.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Can you run? Cross training activity.
I lift some weights.
Okay.
I don't know if that's cross training.
Yeah, so
I
you do more strength training?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, some for regular strength training. You can't tell by my physique, but I do lift.
I was going to say you can, but
no, I don't think so.
What advice would you give to somebody who wants to start running or walking?
Just do it. My brother is probably the way I would be if I wasn't a runner. He was over 300 pounds, 350, and he did have bypass surgery, gastric bypass, and he lost 75 pounds, but just in the last 3 years, he started walking, and he's amazing. He can walk 7 or 8 miles, and he doesn't run, but he's now down to about 220 and looks good. And I think the walking, whether you do it a little bit or a lot, which he started doing a lot, is walking is as good as running if you can't run.
Absolutely.
But if you want to start something, start walking and increase the running part of that way and just gradually increase. Any exercise is better than no exercise.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, no, it's good. True. Yeah.
And I will say this, it's something that I tell a lot of people that don't really understand what Victory Health Partners does, is that I love that our doctors take a very holistic approach. So you guys aren't like, let's give everyone medication. You're like, let's get out there and exercise. Right. Let's change your diet. Let's exercise. And I love that. I love going back and reading in the notes and saying, this is what we said, exercise and changing the diet, and also the spiritual aspect of it.
Right.
And the fact that you're doing that is... it's huge, personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
No, it is.
I like it.
But if your doctor was never practiced anything he told you to do, you probably wouldn't listen as much. Mm. And so it's nice to have a doctor that, if he says exercise, it's also exercise.
Right? Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spot on. Do you have any running goals?
Well, I've got to run a long race this year because I've been given a free ticket to enter.
The Battleship 12K, yes.
And so it may be that one. When is that one?
November 17th.
Oh, I could easily run that
Absolutely.
One. Yeah, I may run that one. But yeah, I'm going to run one of those races this year. Now, I did run the 10K. They have a 10-miler. When's the 10-miler?
It's also usually in November.
Yeah, so maybe I'll do that one instead, because I need to work up to a longer race, which I haven't done. So. Haven't done any long races since 2015. So, that's been a long time since anything longer than 6 miles.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. You like a good 10-miler. I mean, a good 10K.
A 10K, but I can do that without training too much. Okay. Doing my normal training.
Yeah.
But to do the longer ones, you have to be serious. Yeah.
He said be serious. Yeah. I like it. Is there a mantra, like when you really wanted to stop running up that hill, is there something that you tell yourself to keep going when you want to give up?
I'm not a good example of a person with lots of things. I don't have things. Sorry, I don't have a mantra. I'm sorry.
When you're
Maybe
not...
I should have one, then I would be a better runner.
Stop.
Yeah.
I think you have one. It's goals.
Yeah, they're goals.
That's right. Goal. My goal was to finish to climb up this mountain, which you did.
Right.
You had blisters.
I made it up, yeah. I had blisters, but I made it. Yeah,
but you made it. When you're not running, what fuels you? What are you passionate about?
Well, I like a lot of things. I love being out in nature and exercising in other ways, like hiking. And my wife enjoys the same, so we do a lot of hiking.
You're a golfer.
I'm a golfer.
Which you won
I did
a golf tournament.
I did win a I was a stroke of luck. We just hit a lightning in a bottle. Our team did. So, yeah, but we won, so what can I say?
Yeah.
I also enjoy we go on missions several times a year. I love that, going to another country and trying to help as best you can. It's a difficult thing, but also very rewarding. So those things we're passionate about doing. And my wife doesn't run. She's not a runner, but she walks. And she also bicycles. She's from Holland, so you have to bicycle when you're from Holland. And so
really?
She bikes a lot.
Okay.
But I don't like to bike as much. I have done long bike rides, but I don't like it as much.
I gotcha.
It's a little boring to me. Running is not boring, but for me.
I gotcha. Okay. So let's talk about, how did you come to Victory Health Partners?
I semi-retired. I sold my practice. I'm a family practice doctor and sold my practice in 2012 to the hospital. Actually, I just gave it away. But anyway, the thing was that I sold it. And so I'm working emergency room work primarily when we're home, and we're gone a good bit. In fact, we spent 3 years in Africa on one occasion, 6 months or 3 months in Peru. And so we do travel enough to not be able to have a regular job. So when I'm home, I work in the emergency room. But it was nice to think, what else could I be doing to help our current health crisis, which is primarily that many people can't afford health care. And Victory, I was familiar with a doctor from Atmore that worked here for some time. And so I just came down and talked to Dr. Lightfoot and Kim and got signed up and been here about 3 years.
Wow.
And I've worked primarily 1 or 2 days a week, currently just working 1 day a week as a volunteer.
And we love Fridays with Dr. Yoder.
Oh, yeah.
They're our
favorite. I'm not sure they're favorite.
Yeah, we love Fridays.
You love them because they're short.
No, when you were gone to Africa, because you were gone for what, 3 months this past
time?
Two months. And we were like, where's Dr. Yoder? So we were really happy when you came back.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And so you do, you travel from Atmore on Fridays.
I do.
And
60
here.
Miles and one way. So yeah, it's a ways to go. But it's no, you know, put the car in neutral and just go.
Well, thank you for what you do. You're such a great doctor, and just I learned so much from you, and you're so patient and just fun to be around. So
but I do enjoy that. Working here, so that's that's fun.
Any final words of wisdom?
Well, I think for those who are listening to this are probably runners, so I think I would just say continue doing it. If you don't do it as much as you used to, continue. I'm 66 and I do run 3 miles, 4 miles, 3 times a week, which is not nearly as much as I used to do, but it's still, it's doing something.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I can beat most 66-year-olds on a 10-mile race or whatever.
Oh, challenge accepted, Doctor.
No, not the, really, not the really good ones. Still, you know, most people quit doing things when they decide they're too old. And to me, you're never really too old. So, yeah.
Oh, that keep is going. So good.
Yeah, keep going. And you'll beat that older lady the next time you run the 10-miler.
Thank you, Doctor. This was awesome.
Well, thank you. And thank you for interviewing me.
Dr. Yoder, like, the coolest. You want to meet him now, don't you? You want to go for a run with him. That's how I feel. Like, he is just so fun and cannot wait to see him at races. And again, I'm pretty sure I've convinced him Battleship 12K. So very, very excited about that. And again, just such a cool dude. He speaks multiple languages and again, just cares about people. And I think that that is extraordinary. So shout out to Dr. Yoder and all the cool things that he's doing. Just really appreciate him and being a runner. Just adds to the coolness, man. Just adds to the coolness, Dr. Yoder. And again, thank you so much to Victory Health Partners. Guys, check them out on social media. You can also check them out on their website at Victory Health Partners. You definitely want to be involved, whether that's volunteering, giving, however it is, there is a place for you at Victory. And I would love to have you. So come join the team. Come join all the fun and hang out with Dr. Yoder. He's literally the bee's knees. But you're welcome. So, as always, thank you to Mars Hill for providing such a great place for us to be able to record and be able to share our stories. It is truly amazing to have community that believes in our run stories, and that's absolutely incredible. And also check out Greg Gilliard at Gilliard Tech Services. He edits the podcast. He makes us sound great. He also edits all my little fumbles that I do. And he takes care of our website, extraordinaire. Guys, check him out online and also on social media. He's there as well. And if you're a new business or an existing business and you need a website, he's your go-to. 10 out of 10 recommend. He's phenomenal. And he's just all the time bringing things to life. So he's been a very busy man with multiple websites here lately. So thank you to everyone that has reached out to Gray and that believes in what he does. Because we believe in him. He makes our website look amazing. And he's always thinking about what does a runner want from a website. So he's great. And he loves listening to your stories. So thank you so much to Gilliard Tech Services. Thank you to our Patreon supporters for making this happen. You guys are just the best. And cannot say thank you enough that Gray and I are not having to self-support this podcast, that you guys are doing that. Truly grateful for our Patreon supporters and love you guys and appreciate you so much. And to our community for listening. Guys, you're going to want to like, share, and comment on these posts because they're amazing. So that's how your stories get out there. I don't know about all the algorithms and all that jazz, but that's what I've been told. So like, share, and comment your favorite podcast. That's how your stories get out there because we truly believe that they need to be heard because they are so good. They're so fun and so inspirational. And this has truly been an honor to be able to share your stories. And so we're truly grateful for each and every one of you. This podcast is made possible by this incredible community, and we are truly grateful for that. Until next time, guys, love you, and go run your story, because every story needs to be heard.